This material existence, which we are now passing through, is not our actual existence. There is a Bengali Vaishnava poet. He says, generally, the question is raised, how the living entities became fallen in this material world. The Mahabharata philosophy, they say that we are the same with God, but we are now covered by Maya, and as soon as we are free from this Maya covering, we become again one with the Supreme. This is Mahabharata philosophy. Practically, the Vaishnava philosophy also the same, but only difference is that the Jivatma he is eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. Actually, if we scrutinizingly study, our constitutional position is to render service. Any one of us who are sitting here, everyone is servant. Nobody can say that I am master. We are thinking like master, but actually we are all servants. Anyway, either you are servant of your family, or you are servant of your country, or you are servant of your senses. Everyone, at the present moment, we are servant of the senses. Servant of this body. And gradually, our illusion expands. Tata griha kshetra sutartha vittai janasya mohoyam aham mameti. This material world, it is explained by Vaishnava philosopher. Krishna bhuliya jivi bhogavantha kare pasete maya tare japotiya dhara. Maya is nothing but an illusion which is covering my Krishna consciousness. That is called Maya. I am, Krishna says, that Mahi wants a zero. All these living entities, they are my parts and parts. Sanatana. Not that they have now become servant of me, my material contact, but they are eternally servant. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jiver Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. The real identity of the living entity is that he is eternal servant of God, or Krishna. When you speak of Krishna, Krishna means God. Krishna su bhagavan sam. So, actually, we are still servant, although we are rejected servitude of Krishna. That is our rebellious condition. Every one of us, all living entities within this material world, they are more or less rebellious condition. We don't want to serve Krishna. I want to become Krishna. That is Maya. That is this last layer of Maya. First of all, in our Karmi life, we want to become master of the world. I want to lord it over the material nature. That is our struggle. Everyone is trying. I shall become the master. Nobody wants to become servant. That is Maya. But actually he is servant. That is our position. Try to understand. We are serving our senses. Whimsically. I want to become this. I want to become that. First of all, I want to become a big businessman. Or I want to become a prime minister. I want to become the president. And when I am frustrated, then I want to become God. That what I want to become master is going on. So, this is also Maya. How one can become God? Krishna says, Matta Paratarang Nanya Kinti Rasti Dhananjaya. Nobody can become equal to God or greater than God. Asamagra in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is described as Asama Urdha. Nobody is equal to God and nobody is greater than God. Asama Urdha. So this disease, this is called material disease. I want to lord it over the material nature, and when I fail to lord it over, then I want to become one with God. Of course, there are five kinds of liberation. Sajujya Sarupa Samipa Saloka. By liberation, you can become one with God. That is not very difficult. If you want to become merged into the existence of God, that is not very difficult job. God is all powerful. You are emanation from God. Janmadvasajata. So, if you want to sadhitya mukti, if you want to finish your individuality and merge into the existence of God, that is not very difficult job. Even the enemy of Krishna, Kamsa, Jarasandha, Dantavakra, Sishupala, and many demons, they also merge into the existence of Krishna. The enemy is also given the liberation to merge into the existence of Krishna. That is not a very difficult job. But to keep your individuality and serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is your actual position, constitutional position. That mukti, the Vaishnava philosophers, they want that mukti. They want to keep nitya yukta upasate. Nitya yukta. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, nitya yukta upasate. The upasana, the worship of the Supreme Personality of God. Manvana bhava madhvapta madhyaji maganamatskuru. This is not stopped after liberation. The same business goes on. That is Vaishnava philosophy. Vaishnava, even if he is offered mukti, viyamanam nagrinnanti, even if offered, they will take mukti, they do not accept it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said in his prayer to the Supreme Lord, na dhanang na janang na sandaring kavitang va jagadish kamai. Mama janmani janmani ishare bhavatad bhakti rahoi to kirtai. Na dhanang na janang, the karmi, they are hankering after wealth, riches.
great following, great dependence. Now Dhanamana Jana, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't want many followers. Nadhananga jananga sundaring kavitang vajagadhi satang. Another demand of the Karmis is that I must have very nice, beautiful, obedient wife. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, I don't want. Nadhananga, this is finishing materially. In the material world, people want these three things. Dhanang, Janam, and Sundaring, Kavita. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na Dhanang, na Janam, na Sundaring, Kavita, Vajagati, Satam. Then Mukti, take Mukti, no. Mama, Janmani, Janmani, Sare, Bhavatad, Bhakti, Bahuituki. I don't want to finish my repetition of birth and death also. That is called Mukti. Mukti means stopping the repetition of birth and death. So those who are hankering after the Gyanis, the Gyanis Sampada, they want to merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord. But that merging is possible in the Brahma Jyoti. Brahma Jyoti. The absolute truth is divided into three. Actually, he is not divided because he is absolute, he cannot be divided. But according to the, realizer, somebody is realizing the absolute truth as impersonal Brahma. Somebody is realizing the absolute truth as localized Paramatma. And somebody is realizing him as the Supreme Personality Godhead, most beautiful, lovable object. So, the Bhagavad Purana says, Vadanti tat tattavida satyam jad jnanam advayam. There is no difference between Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavad. It is only the different features of realization. If you want to realize the absolute truth by your imperfect senses, we should always know that our senses are always imperfect. Just like we are very much proud of seeing with my own eyes. We say sometimes challenge, can you show me God? Can you show me this or that? But we do not know how much imperfect are our eyes. We are seeing every day the sun, but we are seeing it just like a disc. But actually, the sun is 1400,000 times bigger than this planet. We cannot see if there is immediately, if there is darkness. We cannot see. Unless there is light, sunlight or electric light or moonlight. We cannot see. We cannot see our eyeballs. We cannot see the eyelid. Nearest. Longest we cannot see. Nearest we cannot see. Therefore we should not be very much proud of our seeing direct perception. So direct, anyone who is trying to understand the absolute truth by direct perception, he can rise up to the impersonal Brahma understanding. Not more than that. And those who are trying to understand the absolute truth within his heart, just like yogis, jnana-vasita-tad-gati-ramanasa, paschantiyan yogi. The yogi, by meditation, being in samadhi, they are seeing the absolute truth, personality of God, Vishnu, within the heart. Dhyanavastu. And those who are devotees, they are seeing the Supreme Personality of God as Arjuna is seeing personally, face to face, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. The origin of everything, as it is explained in the Vedanta Sutra, Janmadrasya Jataha, what is absolute truth. This human form of life is meant for understanding what is absolute truth. Athāta brahma jignāsa. This is human form of life. The cats and dogs cannot inquire about what is Brahma. That is not possible. This human form of life, they can inquire. Inquisitiveness. Athāta brahma jignāsa. And immediately replies the Vedanta Sutra, Brahma, the absolute truth, is that which is the source of everything. Janmātras. Now that reply is given by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajanti maam buddha bhava savannita. Buddha. Buddha means one who is actually in knowledge. One who is actually in understanding. Such person. He knows that Krishna is the origin of everything. Janmātra Sutra. The Vedanta Sutra gives him that the absolute truth is that which is the original source of emanation of everything. That absolute truth is Krishna. He says further, matta parataram nanna cinti asti dhananjaya. Beyond me, there is no other superior authority or truth. So, in another place, Krishna says, manusyanam sahasteshu kaschi jatati siddhaya jatatamati siddhyanam kaschi beti mātato. Out of many millions of persons, one is interested how to make this life, human life, successful. Everyone is interested how to enjoy senses, sense gratification. But that is the business of the animals. The animals, they do not know anything beyond their sense gratification. Ahara nidra bhaya vaisananta. Samanna metat pasubhi narana. The sense gratification business is equal in human being and animal. The animal eats and human being also eats. The animal sleeps, a human being also sleeps. Maybe in nice compartment. But the sleeping business. The animal eats directly anything, whatever he gets. We make palatable dishes for satisfaction of our tongue. We kill many animals and eat them. So, that may be the difference. Otherwise, the eating business of the animal and the human being is the same. Similarly, sexual intercourse. The dog can freely have sexual intercourse on the street. The hog can have sexual intercourse on the street and without any discrimination, whether mother, sister or anything. That is hog-like, dog-like. But a human being has the same sexual desire, but little, decent. That is the difference. So, the Shastra says that if you become simply engaged in these four kinds of business, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, then you are no better than animal. Your business is Brahma Jignasa. Try to understand what is Brahma. That is your business. The Krishna replies in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahmana Ahanga Pratistha. Even if you want to understand the impersonal Brahma, you have to search out where from this effulgence is coming. That is Krishna. That is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Koti suhasesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. Tad dhamma nishkalam anantam asesa bhutam. Govindamadi purusham tavaham vajal. This Krishna consciousness movement is very important movement. Important in this sense that we are educating people without any discrimination. about Krishna. What is Krishna? And actually, as you understand from the Bhagavad Gita, if we simply can understand what is Krishna, as Krishna said, that Manasthanam Sahasre Sukasti Siddhar Jatatana Visidhyana. It is very difficult to understand Krishna. But still, Krishna is understandable. If we simply follow the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. Actually, there are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita all over the world, about 600, 700 in America, in Japan, in England. I've seen so many editions. English editions. What to speak of other language editions. So anyway, the malinterpretation is going on. We are therefore published Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. Our business is to present Bhagavad Gita as it is. Krishna says, Matta Paratanam Nannat Kintija Sridhananjaya. We say that Krishna is the supreme personality of God. What Krishna says himself, we simply carry the message. That's all. Krishna says, Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jati manga namaskuru. Just always think of me, Manmana bhava mad bhakta, just become my devotee. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jati, just worship me and offer your respect and obeisances unto me. In this way, he shall come back to me. So we are teaching that we are teaching our students that always think of Krishna. Smaktabvam satatu Vishnu. Vishnu and Krishna, the same category. So, this Hare Krishna mantra, very easy. There is no need of education. There is no need of becoming very well or very intelligent. Anyone, even a child, can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, each time you pronounce the holy name of Krishna, you remember him. This Matka Bhattatu Vishnu. Ante Narayana Smriti. If by practicing this, at the time of death, if we can remember Krishna, then our life is successful. Then our life is successful. Ante Narayana Smriti. If we can remember simply Narayana, at the time of death. Because next life means at the constitutive, the mental position of your life at the time of death. Whatever mental position you put yourself, that is your next life. Jadadhavam. I forget that verse. At the time of death, whatever you think, that is your next life. I prepare my next life in this life. That is, in the hands of the material nature. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. As we associate guneshu, it is also described in this Bhagavata. Ramamana, asya guneshu, we are now enjoying in the company of different modes of material nature. Some is enjoying life in company with the modes of material nature, goodness, and some is enjoying the modes of passion, and some is enjoying the modes of ignorance. There are three qualities. Sata, Raja, Tama. Sata is translated as goodness. Raja as passion. And Tama as ignorance. And according to these gunas, different people are there. That is also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Chatur Varnamaya system, guna karma vibhaga. As we associate with different types of gunas, we make our position like that. So those who are in the satoguna, they are called brahmins. Those who are in the rajaguna, they are called kshatriyas. Those who are mixed guna, they are called vaishyas. And those who are in the tamaguna, they are called shudras. These are described in the Bhagavad Gita. So our aim of life should be how to transcend all these gunas. Traigunna visaya veda nishtraigunna bhavadya. Krishna advises Arjuna that this basic knowledge of this whole material creation is mixed up with three kinds of the modes of material needs. So you have to transcend nishtraigunna bhavadya. And what is the process of to put ourselves in that transcendental position? The transcendental position is sagunana samatvitta etana brahma bhuya kalpate. What is that? Manchabda vicharini bhakti yogena jaseva. Anyone who is situated in the bhakti yoga process, especially mental, bhakta mama abhijana, you can understand Krishna simply by this bhakti yoga process. Krishna never meant jnana yoga or dhyana yoga or karma yoga process. He especially meant that bhaktyamama vijana javan jachyami tattva. If you want to know Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you have to accept this bhakti yoga process. There are many thousands of yogic processes. But if you want to know Krishna, if you want to know God, then you have to take to this bhakti yoga path. That is also indicated by Arjuna. When Arjuna was being advised, he was assured that why Krishna was advising about Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. He was a grihastha, householder, a kshatriya, fighter, warrior. He was not a Vedantist. Neither he had any time to study Vedas. He was a grihastha. The study of Vedas is the business of the Brahmanas. So he was not a Brahman. But he still Krishna says that he still asks, I am instructing you this Bhagavad Gita. Rahasyam etad uttama. The most confidential secrecy, mystery of Bhagavad Gita. It's very difficult to understand. But I am instructing you. Why? Why you have selected me? Bhaktosi. Because you are my devotee. This is the only qualification to understand Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, unless one is a devotee of Krishna, he cannot understand the confidential teachings of Krishna Bhagavad Gita. Krishna also says in the fourth chapter, Imam vivasthati yugam pratyamanam bhayam. Vimashan manavipraho manuikhata vibrami. Evam parampara pratam imam rajasaya vidu. The Bhagavad Gita, the process is given there how to study Bhagavad Gita. By the parampara system. Not by your whimsical way. You must hear from the authorized person. Just like Krishna says, evam parampara pratam. I instructed this Bhagavad Gita philosopher to son God. And he instructed to his son Mano. And Mano instructed to his son Ikhaku. So in this way you have to study. Evam parampara pratam. So, if you want to study Bhagavad Gita as it is, then you should study immediate parampara. Arjuna was present. Arjuna was personally instructed by Krishna. And you should catch up. How Arjuna understood Krishna? That is explained in the 10th chapter. Parabrahma param dhamam pavitram paramam bhava purusham sahasatam. You are the supreme personality, purusham. The supreme enjoyer. Sahasatam. Not that. At the present moment, eternally, you are the enjoyer. And Bhagavan, Krishna also says, the same thing in another place. Bhoktaram jagdudavasam sarvadukumaheshtaram sridham sarvabhutanam jyata maan shanti nichyati. People are hankering after shanti, peace, but they do not know the way. The way is described in the Bhagavad Gita. What is that? Bhoktaram jagdudavasam. I am the supreme enjoyer of everything. Bhoktaram jagdudavasam sarvalokumaheshtaram. I am the proprietor of everything. Ishavasamidam sarvam. God is the proprietor of all planets. But we are claiming that I am proprietor. We are proprietor nationally. That is our mistake. Actually everything belongs to God. Then the Japanese is claiming that the Japan is our country. Indians are claiming India is our country. But nothing belongs either to the Japanese or to the Indians or to the Americans. Everything belongs to God. This consciousness is called Krishna consciousness. If we understand three things only, that God is the only proprietor, Krishna is the only proprietor, He is the only enjoyer, and we are simply servants to help Him in His enjoyment. The highest perfection is found in Vrindavan. Everyone is trying to satisfy Krishna. That is real life. That is real mukti. In the Bhagavad it is said, mukti means hitya annatha rupam sarupina avasthiti. Mukti means you have to give up your artificial ways of life and you have to situate yourself in a normal constitution and position. That is called mukti. Mukti hasn't got any other definition. Mukti means just like you are attacked with fever. If your fever is gone, then you are mukta. You are liberated from fever. Similarly, this disease, aham mameti, I am in this material world. I am thinking this body as myself. I am identifying with this body. And according to that bodily relation, I am identifying my mumaham iti. There are thousands of omen. But the one omen who has got body relationship with me, he is my wife. There are thousands of children. But the one children or two children who has got body relation with me, they are my sons. My daughters, mamaham iti mannate, then our. First of all, this whole world is based on sex life, either in human society, or in animal society, or bird society, or tree society, or aquatic society, any society go. The central point is sex life. Sex life, and as soon as we unite with sex life, our, this bodily concept of life becomes more and more entangled. Then we want, atav griha kshetra sutartha vittri janasya mohan. Actually, in this material existence, we are forgetting our real constitution position that we are all eternal servants of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani tarsati. But somehow or other, we have come to this material world for enjoying, for lording over the material nature. And that is not possible. You cannot lord it over. The Lord is Krishna, but we are trying to be Lord. And the endeavor, the labor which we are giving consists incessantly. That we are thinking happiness. The nature, the material nature, is putting stumbling block every time. To overcome the impediments offered by the material nature and our trial for overcoming that stumbling block, that is our endeavor. And we are thinking this is happiness. Just like you are making one high road and there is material nature is offering a big hill, a big mountain before you. Now you have to make tunnels. You have to call for dynamite and try to penetrate through the hill. that struggle is known as advancement of materials, that you cannot. In America and other materialistic countries, as we see here also in Japan, they are laying down one kind of road for flying their motor cars. After some years, it becomes a problem. Another flyway. So, this is going on. This is called struggle for existence. We are trying to conquer over these stringent laws of material nature. And that labor, that useless, spoiling our life, we are thinking that this is happy. This is called Maya. We are actually giving service to the Maya instead of giving service to Krishna. This is illusion. Now, if you change your consciousness that I have never been satisfied, happy by giving service to the Maya, now let me start Krishna. That is your liberation. That is your liberation. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja. You come under me. Ahamkam Sarva Papebhyo Mukta. This is the instruction of Krishna consciousness. We are actually struggling with material nature to become happy. But it is not possible to conquer over the material nature. That is not possible. Devi Jesa Gunamai, Mama Maya Durutva. It is very difficult. You cannot do it. Then how I can get from the clutches of the hands of material nature? Mami Vida Prabhadanti Maya Mitahankarita. You simply surrender unto me, Krishna says, and you immediately get rid of this Maya. There are many and greatly, great saintly persons. They are trying to get out of the clutches of Maya to become liberated. But here is a simple process. Simply you surrender unto Krishna. He personally advocates it. It's not that we are manufacturing somewhere. It is spoken by Krishna himself. That you simply surrender unto me and immediately you are out of the clutches of Maya. Mami vaja prapadyante mami tantaradhite. So, I do not wish to take much of your time, but the thing is that the whole world is struggling hard. They are not in peace. One man is enemy of another man. One nation is enemy of another nation. This is going on. All these things are going on simply due to our forgetfulness of Krishna. The same formula. Krishna bhuliya di vibhogvan chakare pasete maya tare japotiya. As soon as you forget your relationship with Krishna, immediately there is maya. She will capture. And the counter process is, as soon as you surrender to Krishna, the maya is gone. Just like it is said, Krishna surya sama maya andhaka. Maya is considered as darkness. And Krishna is the sunlight or sun. So wherever there is sun, there is no darkness. Similarly, wherever there is Krishna consciousness, there is no more darkness of ignorance. Tasmin vijñāte sarvam idam vijñāto bhavati. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is very important movement. It is not a sentimental movement. It is authorized. It is based on Vedic conclusion. Vedaishta sadvai ahameva vedam. Actually, the Vedas are meant for understanding Krishna. One who does not understand Krishna, his studies of Vedas are simply useless waste of time. And one who understands Krishna, simply, he has studied all the Vedas. Aradhita jadi hari sabasata tatke. Naradhita jadi hari sabasata tatke. Krishna also said that, Tisham evanukam partham, aham agyana jantam, nasayami atma bhavastra, jnana divina bhastra. Do not think that those who are devotees of Krishna, those who are fully surrendered to Krishna, they are ignorant. No, Krishna from within, he is giving intelligence. He gives intelligence to the devotees. Tisham satadrittanam bhajatam priti purvaka, dadami buddhi yogam. He will give. Krishna is within your heart. Simply you have to surrender to Krishna and everything is supplied by Krishna. Especially he is saying, these are Ivanukam part, in order to show them special mercy. To whom? Tisham Satadhiptanam Bhajatam Sri Buddhakam. If you engage yourself in the service of the Lord, Bhajatam, with love and faith, then Krishna is within you. He will give you all intelligence. Tene Brahma Rida Adikabai. He gave the intelligence. That is we are describing. How he gave intelligence to Lord Brahma, who is the creator of this universe. So this Krishna consciousness moment is neither new nor any concocted, manufactured thing. It is authorized based on the Vedas, based on the Vedic authorities, and it is very simple, and it has become simplified by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Because Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. When Krishna said that Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja, many fools and rascals could not accept it. Namān pravaddante mūḍhā duṣkṛtinā naḍāra. Those who are miscreants, those who are lowest of the mankind, those who have lost their knowledge, they cannot. And those who are mūḍhās, rascals, they cannot surrender to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna, again, in the form of a Krishna devotee, Lord Chaitanya, he came. He taught how to love Krishna. Prema Pumartha Maha. That is the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya. Krishna pray. You have to increase your love for Krishna. We have got our love. Dormant love. But that love is now being distributed in so many ways. And we are spoiled. We are frustrated. But if you concentrate your love upon Krishna, then you will not only love Krishna, you will love the whole human society, whole living entities. That is Krishna philosophy. So, the process is very easy, given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheta Tatpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahagavani Nipapanam, Sriyakkaidava Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidyavadu Jeevanam, Anandamudi Vardhanam. You will increase Anandamudi. Anandamudi Vardhanam. Sarvātmanam sapanam param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. This in this present age in this Kali Ji, Kali Yuga, Kalo Nasiva 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 Gatirannatha. Very simple. You may remain a family man. You may remain a renounced man. It is very difficult. In the present age, practically sannyas is forbidden in this age. So you remain in your position. But our only request, this Krishna consciousness moment, that you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and gradually you will be emancipated, liberated, you will get your light, everything will come one after another. Thank you very much.